Hi, welcome to the lunchroom. I'm Isabel.
I'm Judy.
I'm Caitlin.
And this is episode 16 of our podcast. So our question of the day is, can money buy happiness?
Can it?
No.
Can it? No?
Yeah, no? On TikTok, there's this person that's always like, does money buy happiness? And then they're like, no. And then they're like, then why don't you give it to me? It's like that background music from like the Kardashians. It's that suspense music, that kind of meme. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so. So that's your answer why? No.
The TikTok. My answer is no, it doesn't. But the TikTok says that it does.
Yeah, but like, why do you say no?
I say no because...
We could start with yes.
If you start with yes.
Yes, no.
Well, I say yes.
Same.
Why?
I was waiting for you to elaborate, but
okay, well,
I just... Oh. You're gonna go? Okay, you... You go, Judy, you go.
I think money buys happiness to a certain extent. Like, life is definitely easier when you have more money. You can live in a better house. Like, things are more affordable for you. You can treat yourself to better things. So, like, it does buy you happiness in some way, but then if you're too focused on getting the bread and not enjoying life, then you're not going to be very happy no matter how much money you have.
I agree. Just building off on that, I was going to say that money is technically everything. You can't get anything without money, because that's what pays for the house that you're living in, the food that you're eating, the clothes that you're wearing, and... Back then, I did think that money didn't buy happiness, because as a kid, I was like, if I didn't have money, then I just won't have any of these worries to worry about. And then if I don't have to worry about this, then I'll be even happier. But that's where, like, the line of where money will make you happy. Anyway, going back to what I was trying to say, I think money buys you happiness because you're able to get materialistic goods and also live a better life. But I know that's not what happiness... That's not what happiness only, like...
That's not what only makes up happiness.
Like, yeah, that's not what only makes up happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But I think money plays a huge role, because with financial stability, it comes with a more settled and calm mind, knowing that you will have food on the table, knowing that your family and like your kids will have a place to sleep and a roof to live under. So mm-hmm. There's all those worries that are gone, but I know that money cannot buy... relationships. You can't buy
can
someone's
it,
love
though.
With that.
Can it?
Yeah,
because if you give me enough money, I can love you. Yeah.
But genuinely, I don't
sure.
think
you can come to love the person.
I can come to love the person. I want the money first, and then you.
Oh.
What about you, Caitlin? Can money buy happiness for you?
You all make really great points about happiness. About money being able to
buy happiness,
give you a certain level uh-huh. of happiness, but there's like a line where it stops, especially when it comes to relationships. You don't know if people are with you because of your money or because they genuinely want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me, regardless if it's a relationship or whatnot, I think money in general just can't guarantee you happiness, because I don't think happiness comes from external wealth or materialism. I think it comes from, oh my god, I sound like some
inside.
Fucking zen or something, like literally like inner peace mm-hmm. with yourself. That's why I think money cannot buy happiness, because I don't think happiness is something that can be obtained through any tangible thing. It has to come from something inside of you.
That's what I thought too. And that's why I also said, like, the last statement where you can't buy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all are trying to debunk that. But Kate,
well,
you just built your argument off of that.
Yeah, I'm kidding about the...
No, yeah, I know,
like,
I was kidding.
Yeah.
But that's what I thought too. And yeah, like, money doesn't buy happiness. It gives you short-lived happiness. When you get this croissant, you're like, oh, this is so good, and you're happy eating it. When you get to go on vacation, it's relaxing and you're happy. I think money is a way that opens the gate to happiness. It helps you get into places and obtain things that are not possible if you were less wealthy.
Yeah, I think a good example is like, if you're like a single mom with all these bills and you're unhappy, getting the money will lessen like the stress for you when you're paying for the bills or when you're like providing for your children, and you'll be like happier, but maybe you're still unhappy with certain things in your life, like maybe like your relationship or like your work. Like you won't be as unhappy, but you'll be less stressed, and it'll give you like, once you have like more money to pay the bills and put food on the table, it'll give you like more time to relax.
Focus and then, on other things.
And then right? Focus on other things, and then slowly maybe build your happiness from there. Money is definitely like an important step. I don't want to say like important, but it's definitely like
it plays a
Yeah, it plays a role, especially in today's society where you can't really capitalism. You can't even go to therapy like without
for
money.
Free.
Like if you want to like figure
out,
you
like, can. Your friends.
But like,
yeah,
but
it's different for professional help.
Therapist. Yeah, like for professional help, like if you're trying to figure your life out, yeah, and you can't even afford to go to like a therapist, that's not really gonna get you anywhere. Like if I vent to you guys all day, it's not really gonna help me with my problem.
It might a bit, but
it might a bit, but it won't solve like
it's not gonna solve the issue. Yeah.
So would you be willing to take on a job you hate just for the money?
No. I think that's where it draws the line.
Yeah.
So I think you could be happy with money, but when you take it to the extent where you're just working solely to obtain more and more cash, then that's where your goal and your happiness becomes murky. Now it's just unenjoyable.
And now it's just like money is your goal instead of like you're trying to live a better life through like because of the money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, like, you know, my own happiness and getting a job that I am excited about is more important than, you know, getting that seven-figure salary of a job that I know I will hate.
Seven figures.
It was hypothetically, okay, that's like really extreme, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like a six-figure job.
Yeah, or 7 figures.
It's the most aiming high.
What do you think, Kate? I don't want to feel like I'm shooting down your argument, because I think those are all valid points, and I think I've definitely thought like that before, because I know that money puts a strain on relationships and definitely has broken people apart because they were fighting over money. Like, sometimes, like, even within family, you know, like, inheritance. It's like, how come they get, like, 75% of it, but then I only get, like, 10%, and then the rest, like, the last 15% goes to, like, donations or, like, a certain organization that the person wants to give it all to. And then in that way, that's when money cannot bring happiness, and it just brings destruction. But yeah. I think as I grew up, I started realizing that without money, you can't obtain the things that you want, because you want to be able to eat well and eat out from time to time. You want to possibly get new clothes or even purchase this bag that you're looking at, or even, you know, like get a new phone because your fucking phone broke. But if you don't have the $1,000 to purchase that phone, then you'll just be stuck with a broken phone. But all I'm trying to say is just that I think your argument is valid. Like, money, to a certain extent, does not buy happiness, but I think when you're thinking about it and not taking it to the extreme, it can definitely bring happiness to people and also create, like, a bridge and kind of take off that financial worry or any other types of worries that are related to money off people's mind.
Then do you believe in financial freedom then, Kate?
Do I believe in what? Financial freedom?
I don't know like if that's the correct way to phrase the question, but do you
What's
want
financial freedom?
Where like, I don't even know if I'm using the right term, but where you have like multiple streams of income where you don't have to worry about like working every day. Is that something that you're interested in?
Because I want to be my own boss.
So then how does that align with, like, money doesn't buy happiness?
Well, I agree with Isabel. Like, you have to, well, you both of you said this. Money helps you put away the thought about wondering when your next meal is, wondering if you can support yourself. Basic survival needs, you need money, obviously. But if you are already set with that, you're comfortable with putting on, if you're capable of putting food onto the table and you have shelter over your house, then I don't think I would be chasing money to that extent. Like, I don't think money would buy me happiness if I'm comfortable with my life already. Like, like food, survival aspect like that. Because then I would be looking for happiness on a different level with like the inner peace. I don't know what that means, but it's just like, I don't think materialism would buy me any happiness, but more experiences and relationships with people.
I agree with that.
Am I making sense? But I need to elaborate more. I don't even know if what I'm saying is
making sense. I think it makes sense because I guess like what I got from it was where like what happiness is being connected with who you are on the inside or something.
Yeah.
And also being able to bond with people genuinely and having those relationships that you know are real and are not just there because you're rich.
Yeah.
And they feel like they can gain something from it. Right?
Yeah.
Or did I miss the mark?
To be honest, I don't even know what happiness is to me, but I just know that, well, during the internship, I realized that money is not, it doesn't give me happiness. Like, I'm fucking crying every day, bro. And like, that's why I'm saying that money doesn't bring you happiness. Like, I'm trying to look for it in another way.
Well, do you think it plays in like a factor like you hating your job? Like, what if you had like a role that you enjoyed more? Do you think then maybe money will buy you happiness?
Then I don't think I would, if it's a job I like, I don't think I would be doing it for the money. I think I would be doing it for the impact that I'm making. Like, the role I'm playing in the job. I don't think it would be for the money.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't remember where I read this. I don't know if it was in one of your papers for your sociology class, Caitlin, or if it was.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, I think it was. It was like a paper that
it's my paper.
You, yeah. Where it was like, the rich just get richer and their sole goal is trying to be more wealthy than the wealthy. And when you reach that point, that's when it's just sad. Because now you don't have any other goal or purpose in life except to just...
It's just to obtain wealth and status. At that point, wealth doesn't... You're doing it just to obtain wealth. You have no purpose. That was in my paper, by the way.
Quoted by Caitlin.
I think I agree with that, because I watch some, like, financial YouTubers who talk about, like, how to be a billionaire by the time you're 24, and it's, like, drink 20-cent coffee, or, like, do everything at home, like, don't buy anything new, or don't go on this trip, don't go on, like, that thing, or, like, use this credit card for that, and I feel like at that point, you're so, like, it's obviously good advice and good tips, like, you can save a lot of money that way, or even pay off debt. But if you don't have debt and you're financially stable and you're saving like literally every last penny and just staying at home all the time, like that's not, you have all the money in the world when you're 24 and you're a millionaire, but you just wasted 3 years of your life sitting at home doing nothing and just calculating like which credit card is going to give you the most return. Like, I don't think that brings anyone happiness.
But it's also happiness is subjective to people, because like some people can get happiness from materialism, but some can't.
Yeah.
So maybe they're having fun choosing their credit card.
That's true. I don't know. Some of them seem really excited when they're talking about like Chase Sapphire. Like, not gonna lie, some of their tips are great, but I just know like there are people who are watching them that do what they say word for word, and there's no like, you know,
is there a guarantee?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I just thought of? Because technically money buys happiness, because in economics, when you buy something, every item has utility. No. But that's like a separate thing. But everything has utility, and that utility, that's how much that item means to you. So technically, that utility can equate to happiness, how much that makes you feel happy, how much that makes you feel good.
But... You heard from the econ major. Money
doesn't No, but we're not going to include that, but... You guys asked
you should, you should include it.
You should.
Because it's like a different, it's a...
Different approach.
It's a different approach that people don't hear about.
Mm. It's like a very loose...
People think econ is just about money and banking, but it's not, like, there has to be, you should include that, Isabel.
If you want. But, like, what I just said is, like, a very loose thing, so it's probably not exactly what it is, and my professor's probably gonna come after me, like, that's not right!
But if you think about it scientifically, when you buy something that you really want, it sets off, like, that, what is it,
serotonin?
Dopamine?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Is it serotonin?
Is it serotonin?
No, I think it's dopamine. I don't fucking know.
I thought it was dopamine.
I think it's dopamine. Yeah, I think it's one of the two. I'm not a scientist. I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
But it sets off one of the two in your brain, and you're slightly happier for that one moment. So mm-hmm. It can buy you temporary. Temporary happiness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like short-lived happiness. It's
yes.
Yes, I guess, like, we're saying money can buy happiness, but it depends on what kind of happiness, like short-term happiness or long-term happiness, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and also what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm, like your preferences. But say, what if happiness cannot... What if happiness... But say, what if money cannot buy happiness? Would you be happy then? Yeah.
Would I be happy if money couldn't buy happiness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop repeating my question, just answer it.
Damn.
So do you know that's an interview trick? It gives you more time to think.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an interview, yeah.
I'm a different kind of interviewer. Answer the fucking question right now.
I would say no. Wait, no to answering your question. But question. I would be happy if money couldn't buy happiness. I've got great friends. Got no boyfriend. I got great friends. Now, yeah, that sounds kind of sad. I just have great friends. Yeah, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a nice social life. I have a job.
You're comfortable?
Yeah, I think I'm comfortable where I'm at right now. So I would be happy.
Yeah, me too.
That's a boring question. Yeah. Yeah.
I concur. Concur. I think I would be happy too, because for me, happiness means being able to just kind of spend time with my friends and family, which is really cliche, but that's because family means a lot to me, mm-hmm. And when I see that my family members are doing well and that they're all healthy, and that makes me feel good, and in turn, also being able to spend time with them, that also brings me happiness. And also spending time with my friends, like, not only is it also a stress reliever, but I also enjoy my time when I go out with them, when we're just talking with each other.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to, like, be eating or buying something or doing a, like, certain activity. Just having that person there and with them being present, that's honestly what matters for me.
That's just recording this podcast with you guys made
yeah.
me feel better.
Yeah, recording yeah. this podcast is a stress reliever.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But no, you're welcome. You should be thanking me.
Thank you. So what about you, Kate?
Well, but we know her answer, though.
Yeah, my answer.
Because
yeah. Oh, so what does happiness mean to you guys, then? Hello?
Happy. What does happiness mean to me? It means... I don't know what it means.
I can answer. Well, I don't have a definitive set happiness bracket and what constitutes as me being happy, but I think it's like always evolving and changing as I grow older. But currently, right now, I think that if I am happy, if I'm healthy and the people around me are healthy and they are smiley, like their mind, you know, their physical and mental well-being is great, and my physical and well-being is great, then I'm happy.
Are you happy right now?
No, because my physical and mental well-being is not great.
I think the same for me. If I'm healthy and everyone around me is healthy and like, I don't want to say happy, but if they're healthy and they're active and they're prospering, I think that would mean I'm happy as well. Or if I'm enjoying life and I'm currently not enjoying my time, my 9 to 5, but I wouldn't say I'm unhappy. I think I'm just really stressed, is what it is. Mm-hmm. But that would be happiness. Oh, happiness would be not having any stress in my life, or not having an overwhelming amount of stress. What about you, Isabel?
I mean, I said my happiness.
Oh, yeah, you did.
But I think also in addition to like just my health and also being okay with myself, it's just also having things to do. It's nice to laze around and stuff, but I think I also like to keep myself busy. Like, it doesn't have to be like working for a job or something. It could be like recording a podcast with you guys.
Just being active?
I guess, yeah. Just constantly doing something.
Yeah, I agree. I want to do something that matters, though.
You don't think this podcast matters? Fuck.
My fault. Yeah, this podcast matters a lot to me.
Shut up.
Okay.
She's being forced to say it.
Yeah, I meant some, like, other...
That creates an impact.
Yeah. I'm fucking interviewing right now.
Like, when you said sponsoring those children.
Or building a school. Yeah, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Like, philanthropy.
All right, we got a philanthropist up in here, okay? When you see Caitlin in the newspaper.
When you see Caitlin in the newspaper, just know we knew her first.
Word?
If you could buy one thing with $50, what would you buy?
$50?
Yes. Food?
One thing.
Isn't food one thing?
Okay, but it has to be a specific food. You can't say clothes. You can't say technology. That'd be one specific
food thing. Can I buy like a whole meal?
Yeah.
Or is it just like, one item?
You can't just say lunch.
No. I was thinking like one meal, like a specific meal.
Okay, so if you're buying a meal, what would you buy for $50?
$50 is not a lot.
All right, $100.
No. Stick with $50. Stick with $50.
Damn, you'd be eating pricey meals.
No. It's because I'm thinking of buying a meal for my whole family.
Oh, look at that.
I was thinking of getting Korean food, like sundubu. Mm-hmm. And then maybe an appetizer with that as well.
Wow.
But first, not just for myself, but you know, I have $50 to spend. Oh, maybe I could get dessert too.
A 3-course meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
for $50. Wow.
Yeah.
You could. Kate, remember? Mm-hmm. Judy.
Kate? Oh, remember what?
The last time y'all went out.
Well, when I went out with my friend and I bought dessert, it was only like $20. So you could buy an appetizer. But we bought like donuts and like a different dessert. So we bought like two desserts. So technically, okay, you could buy like a whole 3-course meal. Dessert, mm-hmm, appetizer, and meal for $50.
Yeah. Kate, remember when we went out? We got like an appetizer.
We got a meal. Toast and like the meal, but I didn't get no drink.
Yeah, we did.
No drink.
We got it afterwards. The fucking appetizer was the French toast.
Yeah, but it has to be like one like whole. No,
like, she wants it at one place, like those fancy 5-course meals.
Yeah. Big meal. I need a big meal.
Where are you getting a big ass meal for $50?
See, this is why, like, $50, it don't count.
Okay, for me, it's buying a meal. What would you buy?
Okay, maybe some Judy. Mangoes, like a whole box of mangoes.
$50 for mangoes?
Like, actually, boxes of mangoes. Make some smoothies.
But mangoes go bad if you don't use them after a certain time.
She's gonna open a smoothie shop.
Oh, fuck, you take care of my whole block then. I charge them. Charge them for the mango.
Instead of a lemonade stand, she's gonna have a mango smoothie stand.
Yeah, turn my $50
into $100.
Into $300.
How dare you? She's gonna charge $10 a smoothie.
Fresh mango smoothie.
You're gonna need a lot, bro.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Business idea right there.
So, I don't know if it's a cost effective one.
Nobody's gonna buy.
She didn't even take into account how much it would cost to build her stand.
She's just gonna stand with a picture and a cup and be like, you want a smoothie? You need a paper stand.
Bring your own cup too.
Bring your own cup. Bring your own cup. Bring your own chair. Bring your own sign.
So you would buy mangoes with your $50?
Yeah.
That's unique.
Mango and bananas. Mango and bananas are really good in a smoothie.
What about you, Judy?
I would buy, I learn how to swim first, and then I'd buy, like, those scuba diving suits and go scuba diving by myself.
Did Do they cost $50? I thought they would be more expensive.
I think they're more because you
I'll buy the cheap ones. I'm scuba diving myself. Who needs $100 scuba diving suit?
No protective gear. Oh, no, you know what? Buy two garbage suits and just wear them both, and then you'll be good.
Buy two garbage bags and then the oxygen tanks, and then just go diving. Yeah, that's what I would do. Or I could buy a spa. Well, not a spa. I could go to a spa.
Oh, self-care.
Kate and I thought of food. Jimmy said, how can I take care of myself?
All right, or maybe I could pay for swimming lessons. That's what I could pay for.
Oh, you can get half a swimming lesson.
They teach you how to float, and then that's it. For $50.
Well.
Well.
I guess.
Money does buy happiness. Money
could buy happiness, but only to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And to us, I'm assuming that happiness does not equate to materialistic goods all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I hope to see you next Saturday. Bye.
Bye.
Love ya.